Well, amen. Wow. What a tremendous message in song. The choir has been preparing this for some time. I've not heard any of it until tonight. And what a message. I guarantee you one thing, they did not want for you to just come out to be entertained. Everything we do from this platform is to minister. Amen. And everything that they've presented tonight is truth. And we look to the Word of God, the Bible. It's this Bible that God said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen. It's God's word that he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If we are to live by every word, then God would have to preserve every word for us so that we might know the very mind of God. And that's why we look to this Bible as being the final authority, because it has been given to us and preserved for us to know the very thoughts of God. In the book of John, and the Bible takes us from eternity past all the way through eternity future. It reveals to us the things that we need to understand about the past to bring us to where we're at today, to help us to be prepared for that which is going to come in the future. And only God knows that. God is the God of the past, the present, and the future. And the book of John, the first book of the New Testament, the Bible says this, in verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Later on in verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then in verse 10, he says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. The choir's message tonight is, I believe. And that's a question that all of us will have to answer. Do you truly believe in Jesus being the eternal Son of God? The only begotten means one of a kind. The only plan that God has for us to have everlasting life. As we put it all together, in the beginning of time, God created man. God did not create man as a robot. He created man in God's image and after his likeness. He created man for his pleasure, the Bible says. For man to be able to fellowship with God, it would take a free will. It would take man having a choice to fellowship with God, to do as God would have him to do. And so we find that God allowed man to be tested, and he was tested. And Adam and Eve failed the test, and they sinned. After man's sin, the Bible reveals to us that sin reigned upon the earth to the place where every thought of man was evil continually. God then destroyed the face of the earth, but saved alive Noah and his family. From Noah's eldest son, Shem, we have the ancestry of Abraham. Abraham was called out by God to establish a chosen people who would later be known as Israel. The Old Testament Israel was a chosen people that was to represent God to the world, to humanity. And therefore, they were given the law, and they were given a way to live that would reveal who God truly was. When Israel followed God, then they were the most powerful nation on the earth. When they turned away from God to serve other so-called gods, we find that they were overcome by the things of those, by the other armies of this world. But they were the chosen people of God to reveal God to humanity. God gave His word to them, and most of all, the promise of a Messiah, a Savior. To be the Savior not only of Israel, but to be the Savior of the world. Which brings us to the New Testament. The New Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, reveal to us who Jesus is. It reveals to us the life of Christ. So the New Testament Gospels recorded His virgin birth, His sinless life, and His crucifixion as being a substitutionary sacrifice for humanity. That's why there had to be the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there would be no remissions of sins. But we find that not only did Jesus Christ die on Calvary's cross to be a sacrificial lamb, but to prove that He was the only begotten Son of God, that He was the Savior of the world, He resurrected from the grave. Around 600 years after His resurrection, the Christian calendar was adopted, dating everything back to Jesus Christ. In 1776, when the United States of America was formed, we adopted the Christian calendar and established the Word of God as being the authority by which we would establish our own laws. That's why we put on our currency, "In God We Trust," and established the Christian calendar as a calendar that we would look to. In John chapter 1, again in verse 12, it says this, "But as many as received Him, knowing who He is, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to him that believe on His name." Not only would those who would believe in Him have the power to become the children of God, they would be used to establish Christ's church. The true church has Jesus Christ as a head. And what I mean by the head, it means that He has the authority of the church. And the authority comes from His word. As you're sitting in this church tonight, this is a church that you looks to the Bible to be our supreme authority. Amen. Everything we do here is biblically based, because that's the very Word of God. The message presented tonight, I believe. Ultimately, right now, the question has got to come to every one of us individually. And that question is, do you believe? If you can just believe, you can receive the greatest gift ever known to mankind. The free gift of everlasting life. In the Bible, in the book of Romans, in chapter 6 and verse 23, it says this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." If we look back, and I'll close with this, because the message was very clear and very plain tonight. In 1 John chapter 5, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says this, "And this is the record." Now, the record is the recording. It's what has been recorded in the Bible by God so that we might understand. "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life." He's given to us eternal life. "And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. All you have to do is believe. And once you believe, you're ready to receive the free gift of everlasting life. As we've seen the soldier up here tonight in the play, exactly what he did is exactly what each and every one of us must do at some point in our life. Confess that we're sinners. Believe that Jesus died for my sin. And the best we know how, ask Jesus to be our Savior. If I could have every head bowed. This moment, if you would, think about the message of song. As I preach this morning, you can't just believe because of philosophy, religious teaching. We must believe because it's what God reveals to us. If you would just believe, God will reveal to you His plan of salvation. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit, bring conviction to your heart and understanding that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, and give you the grace to receive Him before you would leave here tonight. Our hope and our prayer is that if you are not 100% sure when your eyes were to close in death that heaven would be your home, before you would leave this place tonight, you would call upon the name of the Lord so that you could be saved. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you this evening, we thank you for what we've experienced here tonight. Thank you for, Lord, just working through music, working through a play, and then revealing to us from the very words of this Bible what each and every one of us need to understand and be able to do to have everlasting life. I pray right now that you'd help each one here to sense your presence. Speak to each one as they have need to be spoken to. And give them the grace to be able to make that decision yet this evening. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.